This is the front door of Barber Threads, opened in 1823. It's a beautiful, beautiful factory. And I've been thinking, if you've been with us, about linen in Scripture, especially the high priest's garments, and linen, fine twined linen, figured heavily. And Lisburn, of course, famous for its linen industry with various linen mills, Barber Threads being the biggest in Lisburn, in fact, the largest linen thread manufacturer in the world. But another central part of the high priest's garments was what was known as the ephod. Exodus 28 and verse 6, "They shall make an ephod of gold, of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, and fine twined linen with cunning work." That ephod was like a tunic or an apron that went over the head and covered the chest and covered the back of the high priest in Israel. And you'll notice there in that verse of scripture that it was made from gold, blue, purple, scarlet, fine twined linen. Linen was the most prominent thing in the ephod. And that scarlet thread as well, if you were with us a while ago, was made from linen also, dyed with the blood of a worm that had been crushed. And that scarlet thread was woven through the ephod. That gold wire was woven through the ephod as well. And then material of blue also. And then, of course, the fine twined linen. And that ephod really illustrates for us the earthly ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. And all of those pieces that were brought together to make the ephod have something to teach us. The gold speaks of his glory and speaks of his deity. Jesus Christ was the Son of God, God manifest in the flesh, and he never laid aside his deity. His glory was obscured in a sense, shrouded with his humanity. But all the while it was there, in the Mount of Transfiguration, his humanity yielded to the glory of the God-man Christ Jesus, and a cloud overshadowed him. And they saw something on the Mount of Transfiguration of his glory. Jesus Christ is God, the Son, and at the same time, the Son of God. And then the blue speaks of the heavens, the sky starting to open up here, the blue skies above us. And that speaks of Christ's heavenly and eternal origin. He came from heaven to earth to go to the cross, God's love gift to a fallen world. And then the purple speaks of royalty. Kings dressed in purple. It was a regal colour because Jesus Christ is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and the Prince of Peace. And then the fine twined linen spoke of his perfect, sinless humanity. And all of these things come together in this ephod. It's speaking of the Lord's perfect ministry. You see, this is the person of Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, of divine and eternal origin, without beginning and without end, the first and the last, who shed his blood for us, who was the King, crucified for us, and yet lived as a perfect man amongst men. The great high priest, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. It's symbolic, this ephod, of his priestly office, whereby he offered one sacrifice for sins forever, and then entered into the presence of God and prays for us. It's wonderful whenever you know that somebody is praying for you. I encourage you to pray for other Christians. If you're a believer, let's make this year a year of prayer. If you require prayer, speak to a Christian, contact us, we'll pray for you. But isn't it wonderful to know that the Son of God is praying for his people right now? You can get a glimpse of that prayer life in John chapter 17, the great high priestly prayer for Saviour, and we're included in that prayer. Robert Murray McShane, the saintly Scottish minister, said, "You know, if I could hear the Lord Jesus Christ praying for me in the next room, I would not fear a thousand enemies. But he is praying for me in glory. Distance makes no difference. He prays for me." Isn't it wonderful to be able to say before the throne of God above, "I have a strong, a perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love, who ever lives and pleads for me." He's praying for you, Christian. I trust that encourages you even today.